Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Georgie, A Big Fish Tale by Sally Breeze Green is a story about a boy, his dog, and his grandpa as they chase their dream of catching the elusive big bass in the streams of the Colorado Mountains. The story ends with the fulfillment of their dream before it's too late, proving that God answers prayers, especially when it's for someone else. Sally Breeze Green has become a published author of children's books late in life. After attending a year of college, she was married for nearly 65 years until her husband passed away in June of 2021. They worked together in the Petroleum Engineering Company for 40 years until retirement in 2019. She holds a certificate in spiritual formation from Columbia Theological Seminary in Decatur, Georgia, has served several times as a ruling elder in the Presbyterian Church, during which time she also preached as a lay pastor. Sally spent many years writing articles for church newsletters and as a choir chaplain, writing cliff notes as encouragement to choir members. She's also authored her own spiritual journey, In Search of Grace, and a study guide on prayer in quest of prayer. She's actively engaged in her church and prayer ministry and mentoring others in their faith. Sally is also the author of Lo and Behold, A Christmas Story, which we've featured here on This Week in America. It's our pleasure to welcome back Sally Breeze Green, author of the delightful children's book, Georgie, A Big Fish Tale. Sally, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you back with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's a pleasure to be back.
Always fun to talk with you. You do such an excellent job in these books. I had a fun time talking about Lo and Behold, and we'll mention that before we finish up the program today. But let's talk about this book, the book Georgie, A Big Fish Tale. I understand inspired, you keep having these dream sequences that end up in books. I understand that happened again. Talk about how this all began for you in writing Georgie.
Well, it just happens. And when the Lord says, write it down, I have a tendency to say, okay. And so I give it a shot. And this little book came out. It is kind of I guess the word is an amalgamation of many thoughts and lifetime experiences that went into this story.
Well, talk about
it. It was kind of a shock. I wasn't ready to write another book. And then these thoughts came to me, and I thought, well, I better write it down. So I did.
And the book, Georgie, A Big Fish Tale by Sally Breeze Green, our guest on the program. Her website is sallybreezegreenbooks.com. Book, of course, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places, and a link at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned this is sort of a mixture of some of your childhood memories. Talk about a couple of those. Don't want to give the book away, but these are some experiences that you actually had in growing up, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I remembered back so far when my father used to take me fishing up in the hillside of Colorado. I was a very young girl. I remember catching my first fish. It wasn't very big, but I was thrilled.
It didn't have to be big, did it? The first one is always...
It didn't have to be big.
No. And it's such a charming story because you've gone through all of these experiences and experiences with family members that you sort of relate to as you're telling the story about Georgie. And again, I love the fact that you get these. Do you ever get these like thoughts, dreams during the day or always at night when you have to get up and write them all down?
No, they're usually at night. And I guess that's maybe when your mind is more clear. I don't know. They do stick in your memory, though, and the next morning you write them down. And they used to say you write a dream down quickly before it sinks into your subconscious again, and then you forget it. So I keep a pad of paper by my chair, and when I have these thoughts, I begin to jot the thoughts, and out comes the story. I remember this particular one. I was thinking about my dad and my fishing experiences with him, and then it reminded me of my husband's stories of when he used to sit on the banks by the I don't know whether it was a pond or a lake in Albany, Texas. He and his father would fish, and they'd just sit there, with the stick in the water.
Yes.
And they would talk together and have the best time. And I think that was the best part of it. They would visit together and wait for a nibble. And then when it came, it was the same excitement of catching a fish on the end of the of the I guess the worm on the end of the pole.
Well, it's such a delightful story.
It all fell together, you know.
Well, how much fun was it to write this, to go back in your memory and all these fun stories and discuss it, you know, go back to what you used to discuss with your husband and the stories that he had? It had to be a fun experience, a heartwarming experience to go back and sort of relive those moments.
Well, it really was, and especially now that he's passed away, I've had a whole year of remembering, and the anniversary of his death was just last week. And so I spent a couple of days going back through pictures and remembering in my mind, you know, things we'd talked about and places we'd been, and just it's a great time of, I don't know, grief is a hard thing to go through, but the memories that come floating back are just remarkable what you remember.
Well, it
so
really
I
is.
Guess when this book, pardon me,
yeah,
when this book came out, I added into the story memories of my own about finding our puppy dog, Patsy. I named her Mike in the book, but my brother found this dog. It was a black and white sheepdog. I found he was a. We lived across the street from Safeway store in Denver. And he went across to get something for my grandma. And this little puppy was right at the front door and followed him home. And, of course, grandma said, well, you can't keep a dog. And we said, oh, please, please, you know, little kids. And so she said, well, if you promise to take care of him, we can keep him. And so my brother and I began our first care of another I say human being because that dog was as close to being human as we were. And that kind of fell into the story, too, because I thought the little boy in the story needed a good friend to pal around with because he lived with Grandpa and he was all by himself. And so the dog made a great pal.
The book is Georgie, A Big Fish Tale by Sally Breeze Green, our guest on the program. Her website is sallybreezegreenbooks.com. Information on Lo and Behold there as well, and we'll talk about that before we wrap up the program. In fact, that the program, when we featured that, is on our archives. You'll find the podcast available wherever you listen to podcasts, and on our website as well, thisweekinamerica.us. What do you hope the message is? It's a delightful tale, a charming tale of the boy and his grandpa and the fishing experience and others in life, but there's more substance to it as well. Talk about the message and what you hope people, young people, take away from reading the book.
Well, I'm hopeful that they can get a feeling of helping others. And
yes.
Of course, I grew up and went to parochial school when I was young, so a lot of Bible verses stuck in my memory. And so throughout the book, I'm trying to elicit some scripture without being, you know, pushy.
Yes.
But those Bible verses really spoke to me, and I tried to speak those into the story so that they would help Georgie as he went through his life. And hopefully the promises that God makes to us are so deep and so honest, and that they, if you let them, they will lead your life. But you have to be willing to follow what they say. And I was hopeful that I got that across, that Georgie listened and followed what God was telling him about his grandpa and fishing and his dog.
You really have done that in a very entertaining way. If you're joining us, the book is Georgie, A Big Fish Tale. Sally Breeze Green is the author and our guest on the program. What a legacy. The message you have in the book will be touching children for decades to come, and you were able to dedicate the book to your great-grandchildren. Talk about that. That has to be fun. They open the book and they see their names there. The grandma has dedicated the book to them.
I hope so. They're still pretty small, but their mamas have already read the books to them and sent me pictures of them reading the book, you know, as well as Lo and Behold. They love Lo and Behold because the angel stories really, that really grabbed their attention to begin with. But then I think they think about this, and The only problem is they both want a dog. So it led them into getting a dog themselves. And, of course, puppy dogs can be really good pals when you're growing up.
Yes, I never thought about that. But if they don't have one and they're reading the book and all of a sudden they would like to have a companion in their life as well. So I can understand that. And it's a remarkable job that you've done with this. And we've talked about Lo and Behold. We did, as I say, a full program on that. Talk at just the premise of that, because I love how you came up with Lo and Behold. I love that story.
Well, that was another dream story. And that one really was... got right up in the middle of the night and just the story just poured out on paper, as I told you before. And I read it back the next morning and thought, now where in the world did that come from? You know, it amazes me how God speaks to you in your dream life. It just amazes me. And then I remembered back, my memory of scripture was God spoke to the people in the Old Testament, especially dreams. That was his way of communication. So I don't think he stopped. I don't think just because that was then and this is now that he stopped speaking to us in our dreams. So if people pay attention to what they dream and then write them down immediately the next morning, they're going to see some guidance by the Holy Spirit, whether they know it or not. And then they see it on paper reading back to them and they say, again, well, where'd that come from, you know?
Yes.
And I think it makes you pay attention.
Well, there's value in dreams, and you've proven that, sort of reflecting on life, and then in your case, giving you great material for the books that you've written, and you're working on another book, too, Put a Tiger in Your Tank. We touched on that very briefly the last program. How are you coming with that book, Put a Tiger in Your Tank?
It's all done except for the cover. They wrote to me a couple weeks ago and sent the wrong cover. We had two options for them to do, and they picked the wrong one. So they are now redoing it and putting the correct one on, and it should be out within this week, as a matter of fact.
Oh, fantastic.
So it won't be long until that's out in print and available, and that's going to be softback. I figured it was a little easier to do a smaller. I guess it'll be a large size, but it'll be a softback instead. The hardback is really costly, and then the price is so high that I don't think many people want to spend that kind of money on a kid's book, you know?
Oh, yes.
So on my website, I've made available a half-price purchase if anybody's interested, and that's to get on my website. Now, I didn't have a website last time I talked to you.
Yeah, so I thought that was new.
Then.
Well, and that gives you, sometimes when you've got a book coming out, you've got something you want to talk about, you want to do your own special pricing so you can get the book out there and impact families. It's great to have that vehicle to be able to do that. And her website is SallyBreezeGreenBooks.com. That'll be on our website. You can just link on to that and go to that. And Put a Tiger in Your Tank will be the next book. You can find out when it's released by going to Sally's website, and hopefully we can talk about that as well. What else are you working on? I know you've talked about maybe doing some adult-oriented type books in the future. Are you working on any of those?
Yeah, I'm working on a compilation of my sermons that I did when I was a lay preacher in the Presbyterian Church. And I don't know whether that'll go or not. The publisher seems like he's interested. So I thought, well, it's worth a shot. I'm going to title it Seasonal Sermons by Sister Sal.
Oh, I love that.
My nickname around the church is Sister Sal. I got that from one of the pastors years ago, and it stuck, and so now everybody knows me at church as Sister Sal. No relation to being a nun, but you know, it just stuck.
Well,
so I'm using that in the S, I guess, what do they call that when you use many S's to present a title?
Where does that alliteration, I think.
Yeah, thank you. That's the word I was looking for.
And then you have to say it real slowly because that's a mouthful when they all come out there.
Yeah,
but I love that. I mentioned one of the books you've written, In Search of Grace, and you indicated that you might be going back and doing a revision on that. Is that still in the planning stages?
Yeah, I'm going to work on that after I do the sermon series. And some changes there because it really is kind of a memoir of my life. And as time goes on, you know, things change and you grow, hopefully.
Yes.
And so I will be revising that after I get through with this. And it's really great for me now, especially in my dotage. And with Ralph gone, I have all this time on my hands, so I might as well be making time with it. You know, I don't figure, you know, we're called to be ambassadors for Christ all of our lives, and just because you're old and retired doesn't mean that you give up your mission in life to present the gospel as much as you can and wherever you can. And I am so incapable physically of getting out and doing much, I figure that I must use my writing now to get the word out the best I can to as many as want to listen.
Well, you're an example of being able to do that successfully. I mentioned in the beginning retirement, and you talked about retirement and some time on your hands, but you've been very active, haven't you? I mean, all of these books, and you're working on more books in the future. It's really kept you busy.
Yes, it has. It has. It's been a very good time filler, and it's been good for me. It keeps my mind going, and they say unless you use it, you lose it. So you might as well find something that you like and do it.
Well, you've done that. And the books we're talking about that are out there now, Georgie, A Big Fish Tale, that's what we're talking about, featuring on the program today by Sally Breeze Green. And Lo and Behold, which is out there, both of those are available at wherever books are sold. And you'll get the full information and maybe a deal at Sally's website, SallyBreezeGreenBooks.com. This is so important because with these books, a child can read the book. A child can read the book to the parent. The parent can read the book to the child and get into discussion. So this really is an opportunity for that interaction, isn't it, with the parents in talking about the message of the books?
Yes, it really is. It's very helpful. And so far, the people that I've talked to that have read the books to the kids, they've said, oh, this is such fun because we're getting something out of it ourselves. And I said, that's a double blessing to me to have the older adult be influenced by these thoughts for the kids.
Well, it's interesting. So often we get caught up in the hectic pace of the world and we sort of take things for granted. That's all your messages sort of slow us down, get us reflecting and thinking about the things that are really important in life. So this book, you hate to say necessarily a children's book because there's something there for all of us, isn't there?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
The book has been, of course, available for a while, and it's been featured at internationally, London, Tucson, Los Angeles, the book festivals. University of Southern California, the campus there. What's that like to have the book that you did suddenly in London? People are at the book fair. They're a huge book fair and getting information on the book. What's that like being a published author, knowing people worldwide are being exposed to the books that you've written?
Well, I'm ever hopeful that it's reaching as many people
yes.
as possible. And I won't have any idea until they decide to purchase the books. But just the thought that they're out there is really exciting to me. It is a really heavy-duty job to advertise and very expensive, I might add, in case somebody's worrying about the cost, because it is expensive to get it marketed.
Well, and that's,
you know, it's a self-published book, and I've tried to get it authorized at different bookstores and different other avenues of exposure, but they're not interested in self-published stuff. You know, they want to do their own thing, and I understand that. But to me, at least it's out there, and it's the best I can do as a single person out in the field of authorship.
Well, there's so many good books like yours written in that self-published category, and they're missing a lot of opportunity. This is so well done, a chance to touch young people, give them a very positive message in a very entertaining way. And all of the information on the books, go to Sally's website, Sally Breeze, B-R-E-E-Z-E, greenbooks.com. Book, of course, at Amazon, the usual places, but at Sally's website, you'll get all the information on Georgie, A Big Fish Tale, Lo and Behold, and the newest book coming out any day now, Put a Tiger in Your Tank, and maybe some of the future books that Sally was talking about. Sally, always a pleasure to be able to talk with you. Thank you once again for this opportunity. Hopefully we can do it again. Keep writing. You're touching a lot of lives, and thank you for sharing the message with us.
Well, thank you for allowing me the opportunity, Rich.
It has been our pleasure. Sally Breeze Green, author of the book Georgie, A Big Fish Tale, book available at Sally's website, sallybreezegreenbooks.com. Of course, more on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.